Hare Krishna, today we are celebrating Gita Jayanti here in Budapest. Tomorrow it will be in Szeged, another town. And today we'll have two readings of Bhagavad Gita here in Budapest, one starting at 10:30, one at 5:30. I guess it's going to be online. And tomorrow we'll be doing it elsewhere, as I mentioned. It at least gives an opportunity, at least once a year, devotees should read the Bhagavad Gita from beginning to end. And Gita Jayanti was this week, Tuesday. And if you didn't get to read it, then read it today. Prabhupada wanted us to know the Bhagavad Gita like the Christians know the Bible inside out. I guess he was referring to the good Christians. Or like someone knows the back of their hand. If you got a fetish for studying what the back of your hand looks like, then you should know the Bhagavad Gita like that. Because Gita is so important. It's Krishna. It's Krishna's words. So what a wonderful association. What a wonderful opportunity we have to associate with Krishna in the form of his transcendental sound vibration. And to not just hear, but to put into practice, yad karoshi, yad dashnashi, yad shivoshi, that everything that we do, we're doing as a offering to him. We mold our lives on the basis of Bhagavad Gita, whatever Krishna says, then that we follow. That's what it means to be a Vaishnav, to be a devotee. And if we do that, certainly our lives become successful. So Bhagavad Gita is like the map of our lives. I'm sure that many devotees came to Krishna consciousness as a result of coming in contact with Bhagavad Gita. It changed the way we ate, the way we slept, our conception of life. Finally, we had an idea that God is a person, what it means when we're talking about God. We know none of these things before Bhagavad Gita. And although Srimad Bhagavatam is the means by which we understand devotional service, pure devotional service, and how its practice brings us to the perfection of going back home, back to Godhead. But that Srimad Bhagavatam is only accessible when people have sufficient faith. Shishudo, Shudadayanascha. And they get faith by the logical, systematic, common sense presentations that Krishna gives in the Bhagavad Gita, and that one becomes faithful enough to accept, yes, devotional service and Krishna are the goals of my life. And then they hear, and then they practice bhakti. So our lives have changed. Other people's lives have changed so drastically. And for that reason, Prabhupada emphasized so much preaching Bhagavad Gita. That was his preaching. Aside from giving Bhagavatam class to devotees, that I already went over, Prabhupada's preaching was Bhagavad Gita. Prabhupada's quotes were Bhagavad Gita. Prabhupada was like the living ambassador of Bhagavad Gita. And that's what people need to hear. For that reason, we distribute Bhagavad Gita. I remember when I was still distributing books, the biggest printing of Bhagavad Gita took place, and Srila Prabhupada received message of that in 1977 in Mumbai, when Rameshwar came with him with that news. And this was 1.5 million copies of the Bhagavad Gita were printed for that U.S. printer, one of the biggest in the country. It was the biggest single printing that they had done of a hardbound book. And it occupied, took up a whole train to deliver it from the printer to Los Angeles, to the warehouse, and the whole new warehouse had to be gotten, a new godowns called in India. And Srila Prabhupada was so proud of that, he would repeat that to guests, politicians, godbrothers, how the last printing of Bhagavad Gita took up an entire train. And then just recently, in early November, Prabhupada is getting the news again from Rameshwar that the plan was that although that those books had already arrived in spring of 1977, by June of 1978, that the PACE book distribution was going on, they would all be distributed. Wonderful. Imagine distributing such vast quantities of books. That was a extraordinary time in ISKCON, extraordinary time that we need to revive in the service of Bhagavad Gita and Srila Prabhupada. So, reading Bhagavad Gita, living by Bhagavad Gita, knowing that everything that we're doing in our lives, we want to know, I'm doing whatever I'm doing because Krishna said to do it this way. I'm not doing because I dreamt up some idea, but because this is what Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita. Can I actually map my life on Bhagavad Gita? Srila Prabhupada said, I can solve the world's problems just by the teachings of the Gita. If one really studies it, if one really knows it, if one understands the Siddhanta of the Gita, then yes. Yes, the whole world. And so Srila Prabhupada, whole world means all the people in the whole world as well. Their problems, and of course it's not just problems that we want to solve. Bhagavad Gita isn't just offering solutions to problems, but the problems are just means or things that one overcomes in order to actually really get to the good things or the real goal of life, which is going back to Godhead, which is becoming purified, which is becoming a pure devotee. We should make our lives Bhagavad Gita and study it regularly, read it, know it, be able to quote it to ourselves for everything that we do. And in that way we'll be successful. So Gita concludes like that. Yatra yogeshwara krishna yatra parta dadudara tatra shri vijaya. If one is always living with Bhagavad Gita, then wherever Gita is, then there's always beauty, opulence, victory, and supreme victory means to conquer over the modes of material nature and to go back home, back to Godhead. And Krishna gives us that promise. Pratijani priyosine. He says, I'm promising you this, that if you manmanamaha madbhakta madhyajimam namaskuru mamivaisvaisvishakti, if you just think of me, if you worship me, if you are absorbed in me, if you bow down before me, if you're my devotee, then yes, you'll come to me. If you're my friend, Krishna speaking to Arjuna, but through Arjuna, Krishna speaking to us, he's saying, you're my friend, I wouldn't lie to you. I'm telling you the truth. And he says, just do these things. It's only 700 verses. Not so much. Just do these things, follow this advice, and of course here Krishna is summarizing these 700 verses just into four little action points. Just do these things and you'll come to me. So Gita Jayanti, yes, it's an important part of our life. Actually, every day should be Gita Jayanti whenever we get up. Then we're living by the Gita. And when we live by the Gita, then Bhagavad Gita reveals itself in Srimad Bhagavatam, or reveals itself further to be Srimad Bhagavatam, and by following the teachings of Srimad Bhagavatam, then we attain the real vijaya, the real success of going back home, Gat Bhat, to Godhead. So Krishna is assuring us, he's repeating it twice, Marmanamava Mad Bhakto, because it's important, because he wants to reassure us, because we're very, very, very fallen. But Krishna is very, very patient, and he's very, very loving. So he's encouraging us. And if we do like Arjuna, Nastu, Moha, Spriti, then we'll become freed from all of our illusion. And Harishiva Chodam Taba, and we decide, all right, I'll do what Krishna says. Whatever Krishna says, I'll do. And that's what it means to really be a devotee. And we live by that. Whatever Krishna says, I'll do what Krishna says. And Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is telling us what it is that he wants from us. Hare Krishna.